And Melbourne is known as the city of graffiti. Over the past four decades, it's built a reputation as Australia's response to street art in New York and Berlin. But originally this art was political and polemical, but now Melbourne's reputation as a graffiti city has spawned an industry fueled by tourism and advertising, as I see happening in many other places. Graffiti studios have replaced the little Aussie tagger and rebel on the streets. To discuss this change in political graffiti in Melbourne, I'm joined by Flavia Marcello, a associate professor in architecture and design at the Swinburne University of Technology. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Hi.
Hey, so street art's been a core part of tourism in Melbourne these days, and local councils have been accepting graffiti sort of, you know, into the like image and you know, reputation of the city. Why do you think it's like Melbourne's latched onto graffiti so wholeheartedly?
Well, Melbourne in particular, I think I guess it's a city that has an identity that's got to do with being quite urban. It doesn't have, like, if you want to compare it to Sydney, it doesn't have the natural qualities of, say, the harbour and the big ticket items like the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. So it likes to celebrate its much more urban and cultural kind of centre of Australia. So what they've done is, I guess, appropriate graffiti as an artwork to sort of fuel this image of being a sort of arts and culture based city that is also kind of edgy and different.
Mm-hmm. And so if you were walking around Melbourne today, what kind of graffiti do you see and who's making it?
Well, look, what kind of prompted me to write the article in the first place is just this, the proliferation of tagging is really what sort of prompted me to write it. And I don't think that that's even unique to Melbourne. I think tagging is something that's basically happening all over the world. I mean, even Rome, which is, you know, the one of the world capitals of art and beauty, is tagged within an inch of its life. And so it was really, I was thinking, okay, so the tagging is not this sort of official brand type art culture promoted graffiti. It's that sort of, I guess, rogue graffiti or rebellious graffiti. But I didn't feel like it was doing anything other than basically just saying, I was here, the sort of Kilroy was here thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I remember when non-sanctioned graffiti or spontaneous graffiti was actually a more overt political act where people were actually using public space as an arena for political discourse. Is like, I want to say something politically, and I can say this with my graffiti, which is what people like Bugger Up were doing. Whereas now, if people want to say something, they just want to say something about themselves and the fact that they're clever enough to climb that high.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, that's a real shame, where on one side we're having graffiti becoming a form of, I guess, official art, and people like Banksy being, you know, celebrated and all of that. But then the political context of non-sanctioned graffiti has basically been submerged by this tagging
yeah, phenomenon.
Trend, I guess we could call it. I'm not sure.
So on top of that, though, of course, you know, if councils are accepting graffiti, does that kind of rob it of its political power in the first place?
Well, I think it does, because it means that the council's deciding what is the right political, what's allowed to be political and what's not allowed to be political, in a sense. So they're saying, you know, and you know, in a way that there are good aspects to that. It's like, for example, all of that work in Fitzroy by Indigenous artists is sanctioned by the council, and it's also telling the story of the Aboriginal communities of Fitzroy and how they are important for Melbourne's history. So, you know, but it's a kind of clean politics. It's the do-good politics. It's not really addressing, it doesn't really address the core.
It doesn't really challenge anything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have anything about, you know, the fact that there's more Indigenous people in prison than any other, you know, group and all of that kind of stuff. So it doesn't go to the hardcore things that might really question governance. It's more like this benevolent government sanction of saying, yes, we will, yes, we'll recognise the Indigenous people. We won't, but we'll be political. We won't be, we'll be clean political, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the way that you could say it.
So do we still, I mean, you said that, you know, we've seen a lot of this sort of like, I guess, the selfie equivalent of, you know, tagging graffiti and also this clean political art. Do we still see that hard political art, and has it moved elsewhere, or is it sort of like in decline, like widely?
I think it's well, I mean, a lot of it's probably shifted online. That's one thing. But I think it's paste-ups and stick-ups are sort of the medium that now is being preferred for political statements, because you can think about it more. So you can devise it, you can think it up, you can print it, and then it's much quicker to paste something up and run off than it is to stand there and try and do an actual, you know, an actual piece, as they might call it. So,
yeah,
you know, that is still around, and that's what I was noticing when as soon as I thought, okay, I don't see any political graffiti anymore, but where do I see political discourse in public space? Because I actually think that public space is really important to keep political discourse alive. And it's really in the paste-ups and the stick-ups, so like the Dump Dutton posters and that really great series of Aussie, and they were like, you know, the guy with the turban, and they're all these people that are not the sort of the white Australian, but with different kinds of Australians. And then, you know, there are actually artists out there in Melbourne, but not particularly in my area, that do very specifically political murals.
Yeah. So so it's sort of like shifted form, you think, more than necessarily disappearing as such.
Yes, I think that they've shifted form. They're still around, fortunately. So there's an artist called Van, for example, who does more political murals. So he doesn't use spray can graffiti style. He actually paints almost like they look like paintings. But it's changed, and it's changed to the stick-up form. And I think that that's really interesting, because what happens is it has this capacity to merge into the urban environment and look like advertising or a poster.
Yes.
So rather than bugger up who just targeted advertising and just you know, basically defaced it and wrote their witty points on it, what these people are doing are actually taking the language of advertising themselves and sort of shifting that and then making it political. So you look
at... So again, subverting the mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. Subverting the mainstream. So looking, like, you look at it and go, oh, is that a poster for an art gallery, or is that a poster for a gig? And, oh, no, it's a poster of Dutton, or it's a... So it's kind of like the political message. We're not closed against it. We're actually looking at the image with different eyes, like we might look at advertising or something that captures us. So that's why I thought that Dutton poster was particularly clever, because it was using that Andy Warhol way of representing.
But it's definitely still quite a bit more subtle than you know, like a giant mural or something.
Yeah, it's subtle. It's smaller. It's more distributed as well. I guess it's more capillary rather than like a big statement. So it could possibly be more effective. I don't know.
And is this something you're going to be looking at going on into the future? Is that
Yes. It's definitely like this is the beginning of a wider project that I want to do. And in fact, every time I see a stick up or a paste up, I've got an amazing catalog. And I'm actually going to be holding a study day in France in November exactly on that. So it is part of my academic research as well.
And it's a lot of really interesting questions there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay. And you have a great day.
Absolutely. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that